Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal.
I mean, one of the things sort of interesting about being a human being is that other people's problems are always so clear.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, the psychology of advice.
I've had lots of people over the years tell me how to do my job, how to do my research, how to do, you know, here's how you apply for a grant. Here's what you should be doing, you know, with, you know, here's how you teach. And, you know, and I've gotten lots of great advice that I've gone out and solicited. But I feel like there's a lot of people who are trying to tell me, don't forget how much more advanced I am than you are.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of advice, I mean, we should probably just establish at the beginning, advice has to do with recommendations for future behavior or perceptual attention or those kinds of things, right? And of course, there are circumstances where we really don't know that we don't know something, and that advice is helpful and well-received, even if unsolicited. But there are other instances where we really would rather not have advice. I mean, we've made up our minds and we've made a decision. And sometimes people, even people who actually care about us, want to redirect our thinking in some way and want to give us advice and have us think about consequences. But, I think most human beings are not totally receptive to having other people tell them what they should do. And I think a lot of good advice givers actually are not making recommendations, but they're asking questions of people who are in some quandary and don't know which direction to take and that kind of thing. So the questions are not intended to lead to a particular course of action, but the questions are meant to just raise issues that may be relevant to a course of action or several courses of action that the listener might not have thought of on her own or on his own.
Yeah, and you know, there's lots of different kinds of advice that can be useful in different situations. And one set of studies actually demonstrated that a type of advice that's really valuable is when you help somebody to recognize sources of information that they might not otherwise have paid attention to. That people often appreciate that because it still allows them to have some agency to figure out what it is that they want to attend to, but it is bringing to light things that they would have missed otherwise.
Yeah.
One way to think about advice that I think is really useful is advice is a type of teaching. And so everything we know about effective teaching applies to effective advice giving. And one of the things we know about teaching is, as we've talked about on many shows before, the zone of proximal development, that you have to teach something to someone that they're just about ready to learn. And part of the problem with unsolicited advice is that if you don't know the person you're giving advice to well enough and don't know where they are conceptually, emotionally, from a skill standpoint, then you may give them advice that they are not yet ready to hear for any one of those reasons. So, for example, there is another great term in psychology is something called the trans-theoretic model of change.
Of course.
And this is actually sometimes called the stages of change model. And One of the stages of change is what they call pre-contemplation, meaning you don't really want to change at the moment. You have no desire to change your behavior. So you have someone who's a smoker who's perfectly happy being a smoker. No amount of advice you're going to give in that moment about how to quit smoking is going to have any impact on this person at that moment because they are simply not in a position to want to hear that advice. And so you have to get to a stage in which someone is actually potentially interested in making a change in their behavior before any advice about that behavior change will make any sense to give them. So if you don't try to figure out where they are from a teaching standpoint, then you are going to give advice that is going to be ineffective because it's simply not going to have an influence. And worse yet, might actually turn somebody off from listening to you in the future because you're giving them information that at that moment was not at all useful.
Well, I mean, one of the things sort of interesting about being a human being is that other people's problems are always so clear.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's wrong with them. You know, come on, it's right there. It's staring you in the face. And one of the challenges of giving advice to people, even advice that they've solicited, actually, is that the most important advice is probably advice about things you'd rather not hear about or rather not confront. And one of the things that we don't often ask ourselves when we're seeking advice is who among all the people I could go to should I be soliciting advice from? And who should I not pay that attention to that person at all? Because I think what a lot of people do, and it seems like on the face of it a good idea, I'm just going to ask a lot of people. You know, I'm just going to ask everybody what they think about this. And of course, if you do that, you will have an advocate for each of the options that you're considering. And now you're in the same place you were before, except now the options are all attached to people who've given you that advice, right? Yeah. So one of the things that I say to students as a way of advice is to think about who do you want to get this information from? And is this somebody who's meets two really important criteria? Are they knowledgeable about the thing that you're interested in? And do they care about you? Because if they don't meet both of those criteria, I'm not sure you want their advice, because there are all kinds of reasons for somebody would tell you should do A and not B or B and not C. But for somebody who actually is interested in your well-being and is knowledgeable, right? So that cuts out some family members and loved ones who love us, but we don't know about the situation that we're in. And it cuts out people who might know a lot about the situation, but they couldn't care less about us. But the people who meet both of those criteria, those are important people in your life. And when you ask advice, you should probably take it, especially when it's things that you'd probably rather not do.
Next week, we'll talk about effective mentorship with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.